Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Steve O'Dell. Lebanon faces mounting pressure as economic strain and Hezbollah tensions collide. Then Ramadan sparks a special season of prayer for Christians. Our top story today, Lebanon's military says it needs another 4 months to disarm Hezbollah. The government faces mounting pressure to disarm the terrorist group, with Israel launching raids and near daily airstrikes in southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, protests broke out in Beirut earlier this week over a new gas tax designed to pad the pockets of government employees. Elio Constantine of Heart for Lebanon says the two events are related.
The end result of policies like this is more people living in despair, whether it's nationwide because of the economy or South specific because of the war and the efforts to disarm Hezbollah.
Because Lebanon has no revenue to support a raise for government employees, it increased taxes on citizens who Constantine says are already short on cash.
We've seen this happen back in 2017 when the government decided to raise the wages of the public sector without having any sources of income to support that raise. And that led to the 2019 crash of the economy.
Division is commonplace during desperate times. Through Christ-centered programs, Heart for Lebanon helps people move from despair to hope.
We've been taught in Lebanon that the other person that doesn't look like you and act like you and live like you is your enemy. But scripture tells us otherwise. The only enemy we have is Satan.
Keep Lebanon in your prayers. Also, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance recently made a visit to Armenia and Azerbaijan. His goals included reinforcing the U.S.-brokered peace agreement between the two countries, but deeper divides remain. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says,
it seems like a territorial discussion, a discussion of finance and economics, and certainly the peace plan was born from economics, but that would mask the polar opposite dynamics of Azerbaijan and Armenia.
Azerbaijan is predominantly Muslim, while Armenia is a long-standing Christian nation. Armenians also carry deep trauma from the genocide of 1.5 million Armenians by the Ottoman Empire more than a century ago. Today, strong ties between Turkey and Azerbaijan revive Armenian fear and caution. Mock adds,
so what has been made as a peace agreement exists in part as a detente between really the deeper roots, which is ideological and theological.
Yet, Mock says the gospel moves across borders. SGA partners with indigenous churches in both countries to advance God's kingdom. Pray the Armenian and Azerbaijani churches would respond faithfully to these challenges. Ask God to make them a source of hope for their nations. And what does it mean for you that Ramadan began this week? For the world's 2 billion Muslims, it means a special month of seeking Allah through daily fasting, prayer, and more. For tens of thousands of Christians, it means a special season of praying that Muslims will encounter Christ. Suzanne Hegard with PrayerCast invites you to join this year's 30-day Ramadan prayer campaign.
When God's people pray, He moves. It's a mysterious work, and it's so exciting because He does not need us to save those who He's going to save, but He invites us to be a part of the process.
God has already been moving among Muslims in recent years.
He's moving by the thousands. He's showing up through Jesus in dreams and visions to Muslims worldwide, whether they have contact with a believer or not. He is showing up as Isa, their Messiah, telling them that He is the true light.
Connect with the PrayerCast Challenge at our website, missionnews.org. Each prayer video you receive will help you grasp God's heart for the Muslim world. You'll also glimpse the stories of people God has already saved.
Sign up. Put your email in. You'll get a prayer video each day from a Muslim background believer. And you'll get to pray along with that Muslim background believer for Muslims.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.